Dr. Sabic, dating an office note on patient Anne Crabtree, C-R-A-B-T-R-E-E, N-A-N-N-E. Date of birth is 6/25/1969. Date of service is 3/1/2023. Prepaid of the patient is 53-year-old, the white female, presenting to my office because of decreased kidney function. Referred by Dr. Krista Thompson, paragraph. Her past medical history includes history of sarcoidosis in the past, next hyperlipidemia, next ADHD, next insomnia, next history of parvovirus infection in the past. Period. By following up with her doctor, she was found to have decreased kidney function with GFR of 62 from down from 85. She was concerned. She looked me up online and came to see me for further opinion. Period. Past surgical history includes hysterectomy, period. Allergies, she's allergic to cephalexin, codeine, and penicillin. Period. Social history, patient is married, has had two children, no smoking history, occasional alcohol use, no drug use. Currently, she's unemployed. Family history, father died from motor vehicle accident, mother is healthy, period. Paragraph review systems reveals the following. Daily headache for the last 2 months, frontal in nature and location, brain fog positive, denied any chest pain. However, she does have chest tightness upon dyspnea on exertion. Dyspnea on exertion positive for one block, no cough, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea or constipation, no melena. She does have nocturnia up to 3 times at night, no straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying and no urinary incontinence. She does report decreased memory for the last 1 year. Also, she does report bilateral calf pain, period. All other systems that are reviewed are negative. Vaccinations, she has received 2 J&J COVID vaccines total, period. Paragraph on physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally active for latent accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-ecteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bri bilaterally. No jugular veins, extension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted paragraph neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal as well as two, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs, acute to auscultation, no crackles or visas heard, paragraph abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is non focal. Current medications include atorvastatin, Farxiga, Vyvanse, and Trazodone. Paragraph on investigations for the following. September, her GFR was 85 milliliters per minute. More recently, GFR was around 62 milliliters per minute per paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, chronic kidney disease stage 2. This may be hemodynamic in nature. We are going to do a full renal workup, including a serologic workup, imaging studies, assessment for proteinuria, period. Next diagnosis, possible spike protein toxicity with headaches, brain fog, need to rule out myocarditis as well. We're going to refer to see cardiology. For that purpose, we're going to do a renal ultrasound for workup with kidneys. We're going to put her on synapsin nasal spray and spike protein detox protocol to help her with her symptomatology. We are going to assess her for inflammatory markers in the blood, period. Patient's going to see me back in 2-3 weeks to discuss further planning and for further management, period. Paragraph and the report. Thanks. We are going to do a bilateral venous Doppler as well in the lower extremities to rule out DVT and check a D-dimer. End of report. Thanks.